USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Myanmar military declared martial law in two townships of the country's largest city, Yangon, after mounting a deadly response to ongoing rallies against last month's coup. Myanmar's military is accused of 38 deaths and dozens of injuries on Sunday against its own people. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the U.S. inflation risk is a possibility as the Biden administration dumps $1.9 trillion of borrowed money into the economy. President Clinton's Treasury Secretary Lawrence Summers also directed the Economic Council for Obama have questioned whether its spending is excessive, given that the broader economy has been remarkably resilient. Police in North Carolina evacuated local businesses Sunday after they found several suspected incendiary devices near a Baptist church and a county building. Police in Brevard, a city in western North Carolina, said several devices were found near the Baptist Church of Brevard. The FBI and ATF have been called in to investigate. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Me Too movement vocalist Vice President Kamala Harris has refused to comment on Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo's mounting sexual misconduct. President Biden has finally made a comment on his longtime friend. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Biden has made his first comment on the ongoing scandals of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo when asked by reporters outside the White House Sunday whether the governor should resign.
I think the investigation is underway and we should see what it brings us.
Democratic New York State Senator Alessandra Biaggi says the president's noncommittal response doesn't surprise her, but tells CNN that the mounting scandals against Cuomo show a pattern of abusive behavior.
I do think that the details of the growing sexual harassment allegations and the nursing home death cover-up, and now, today, the reports of the governor's vaccine czar calling county officials to gauge their loyalty to the governor, reveal something that is an underlying issue, which is that the New York State executive branch has been working to protect Andrew Cuomo and not the people of New York, and collectively, there is a pattern of abusive behavior.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
NASCAR was getting boogity in Phoenix, Arizona Sunday. Martin Truex Jr. overcame an early race smash with the wall and took the lead on the final restart with 25 laps remaining to earn his first victory of 2021 and his first in 31 career starts at Phoenix Raceway. Joey Logano's number 22 Penske Racing Ford came in second, and Joey said he doesn't like second place.
I was surprised he was able to hang with me on that start. You know, I felt like he had a good start too, but I had a good one on the bottom, and I thought the amount I shortcutted it down the dog leg, I thought, boy, I'm going to have him clear. And then we went in the corner and it was still door-to-door, and when you're door-to-door, the outside car has control of you. And I'm pretty sure even if I beat him on that start, he was still going to hound me and probably get by me. They had the best car. They tuned it in. We had a good car for sure, but once they tuned it in towards the end of the second stage, that was the best car on the racetrack. He just had to get up front, and he did. And so I'm proud of the Shell Pennzoil team. We did a great job all day execution-wise, you know, staying up front, good pit stops, getting us back up front when we lost our track position, and overall a solid day. It was a stage win and some points in the second place. So we'll take it. It's not a win. Second hurts, but we'll move on and go to Atlanta.
Atlanta it is. Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 is next Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Marvelous Marvin Hagler has died near his home in New Hampshire. He was 66. Marvelous had to remind David Letterman back in 1985 he legally changed his name to Marvelous.
Last guy that called me Marvin, I tell you, he didn't look too good.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.